This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The former director of parking at Denver International Airport has filed a discrimination lawsuit against the city. Benjamin Juarez, who is Hispanic, claims he faced retaliation after complaining about pay disparity between him and white employees hired at the same job classification level. His lawyer says Juarez is seeking back pay and compensatory damages. The suit also claims that a former DIA senior vice president used racist language when discussing the promotion of an employee. That same VP was fired over allegations of discrimination in 2022. A Grand Junction veteran and business owner has been arrested in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
The FBI arrested 41-year-old Dusty Higgins last week on four federal charges, including knowingly entering a restricted building and disorderly conduct on U.S. Capitol grounds. The agency says it was tipped off after Higgins posted photos and videos on social media of himself during the riot. He later told agents he entered the Capitol building through a broken window. Higgins served as a law enforcement specialist in the Navy from 2002 to 2007. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The deadline for families to sign up for the state's new universal preschool program has been extended. Families now have until February 24th to sign up or adjust their preferences to preschool. The Colorado Department of Early Childhood says more than 150 new preschool providers enrolled in the program since family sign-ups started last month, prompting the state to extend the deadline. This is CPR News.